Art, were you surprised about what happened with Prince Fielder and that the Mariners weren't part of it?
Well, I was not surprised the Mariners weren't part of it, but I really was surprised at what Detroit did, that they were a player, and that they gave him 9 years at $214 million. Now, Prince Fielder is a very, very good hitter, but he's also 5'11" and 275 pounds with the oddest successful athletic body in Major League Baseball. And there are a lot of people who think that as time goes on, he will have problems like his father did, who was a very big man who washed up at 32.
Fielder's father is Cecil Fielder, who also played for Detroit.
Yes, that is a coincidence, not a driver in this thing, because Cecil Fielder and his son Prince do not speak very much. They're estranged. Things have been warming, but this was strictly a money decision. Detroit overbid for Prince's services based strictly on ability and need. Detroit was in a panic because they had just lost their designated hitter, Victor Martinez, with a knee injury. He'll be out the whole year. The complication for Detroit is they already have a first baseman, a designated hitter in Miguel Cabrera, who's very good and very expensive. So it came out of the blue. No one had Detroit factored in, and I and many people had Seattle factored out properly because it would have been ridiculous for Seattle to have given that money when they've got so much dead money as it is on the roster with Sean Figgins, who's going to still get $9 million, and Ichiro, who's getting $18 million and is undeserving of that sum for this year.
Well, let's look to the Mariners. What are they going to do? How are they looking after last year's losing season heading into spring training next month?
Well, it's really been a very modest incremental improvement in the personnel. They didn't do much this year, with the exception, of course, of Jesus Montero, whose deal from the Yankees was completed this week. Montero and a young pitcher they like a lot, Hector Nueci, have come to the Mariners for Michael Pineda and a minor league prospect. So it looks better from the standpoint of actually having somebody who can hit the ball. But the problem is Montero can't catch, or at least is not very good yet. And that means the Mariners have three catchers on their roster, including Miguel Olivo and John Jaso, whom they acquired from Tampa Bay. And so that really complicates the roster because no team carries three catchers. If you do, that means you're not going to carry a reserve infielder or outfielder or a 12th pitcher. And the Mariners need help in all those positions because they still, I think, are the worst offense in baseball, as they have been the last 3 years. And Montero gives them an upgrade at DH, but that's not where you want to put your resources in DH. Anybody can DH. You'd hope the guy plays a position. They have upgraded a little bit on the mound, even though they've lost Pineda. They acquired a Japanese pitcher, Hisashi Iwakuma, whose upside is good, but he's coming off a shoulder injury. So other than that, they've added a whole bunch of inexpensive guys, and it doesn't look like there's any reason other than the usual standard every year. You got to have hope for a fan base that has been told that for a decade and has seen very little to come out of it.
All right, Art. Thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Thiel joins us every week at this time. His website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com. You can download Sports with Art Thiel and other KPLU commentaries at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.